Shalom, this is Billy Bremen, the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with my two daughters.
Hey, Mom.
Hello.
And Shelley and Brenda. And we're reading today because we know that it's absolutely so necessary. Only the Holy Spirit can take us the rest of the way. We're in quite a time in these last days as we're praying for an awakening. That awakening is coming, and that awakening is going to have signs with it, like the Great Awakening and like the Cane Ridge Awakening. All of the awakenings had great demonstration of the power of God. And so Sister Woodworth Etter, where this mighty power was so manifest, and we're making available a book to you that we carry, Marie Woodworth Etter, For Such a Time as This by Wayne Warner, which is the story that he wrote collectively about her. But there is a book, Signs and Wonders, that's in print. I'm not sure who has it right now, but it's Signs and Wonders, and it gives in detail the power and the healings at the meeting. I've ordered one of her books. I had to get it offline and pay almost $300 for it, Miracles and Marvels. But what happened in her meetings was phenomenal. And she knew how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Phenomenal things don't happen without the Holy Spirit. And so you have to cooperate with Him. As she pointed out in something you just read, Shelley, He cannot move opposite our wills. And if you will not to have Him move in your services, then He will not move opposite mm-hmm. your will. If you don't want to have healing in your services, then you will not be bothered by it. If you don't want to have people filled with the Spirit, speaking with other tongues, you won't be bothered by it. But if you will to have what they had in the Bible, in the New Testament, then you have to know how to cooperate with Him. And we're reading this sermon that came from Marvels and Miracles. It's not in print, but we'll send it to you free. And Shelley's taking up in the middle of that sermon and just reading it to you, Sister Woodworth Etter. She's reading Sister Woodworth Etter's sermon. Mm-hmm. Shelley?
All that the Father has is conditionally ours. Now that prodigals are coming home, let us too eat of the fatted calf and join in the music and dancing. Let us make merry. He makes our feet like hinds' feet and setteth us upon high places. The power of God makes our bodies light when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, which is in earnest of the translating power. Some, however, are bound hand and foot. They cannot lift hands to God and cannot join in the holy dance. Some, it may be, have the spirit of the elder brother in the parable. We have holy, gentle boldness. We that are under the blood have not a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. We know that we are sons and daughters of God with power and authority. But at the same time, we are continually careful not to do or say anything that will displease or grieve Him, bring reproach on the cause or contempt on the work. We should try the spirits. If ours is the desire to do some big thing ahead of someone else, then watch. Rather ask, quote, will the people receive light? Will they be edified? Unquote. And you will probably have to say no, because so many spirits are not of God. Some throw away God's Spirit too. The Word and the Spirit agree in perfect harmony. We should not be trembling and fearful and excited for fear some other spirit should come in. When some wrong spirit comes in, don't whisper around getting others nervous. Jesus is present on the white horse of power to control the meeting, and God will take care of His own business. Don't say to your brother, stand back there because the devil comes in sometimes and uses you. I cannot trust you. Peter backslid, but he repented. He went out and wept bitterly. If he had lived in these days, they would always be throwing it up to Peter, and he would never hear the last of it. Why, he denied the Lord. At Pentecost, a few days afterward, a spokesman was required. Did the rest say, we cannot trust Peter? You know, just lately he lied and backslid and cursed and swore and disgraced the Lord and us. If they had acted like that, the words would have frozen in his mouth. They knew God had restored him and filled him with his Spirit. Take the one God chooses no matter what is in the past. Where are they now? Take heed that you offend not one of these little ones that believe in Christ. Mark chapter 9, verse 42. That they stumble not and fall because you reject them from fellowship, deny them liberty, and withhold your love. Be a committee of one to see that you walk straight in all the will of God. Be a committee of one to see that it is the Spirit of love that controls you at all times. Watch against an unforgiving spirit, a desire to avenge, to take satisfaction for an injury by just punishment through retaliation. Beware of envy. It is a feeling of uneasiness at another's superior advantages or privileges, a dislike or discontent because of the superior excellence or success of another. If God has respect to the offering of a brother and pays no attention to ours, it is not good for us to be angry and jealous, afraid someone else will get ahead of us in the affections and the love of the brethren. Then it is the time to watch, because sin crouches at the door and the devil is close at hand, preparing to spring in and overpower us. If our ear is open to hear the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will warn us. If our supreme desire is that Jesus shall be glorified, we will be glad he's glorified in our brother. The Holy Ghost takes of the things of Christ and gives them unto us. Oh, that we were as eager to glorify Jesus as the Holy Ghost is. As followers of Jesus, we should be. Our speaking and actions must all be in harmony with God's word. God does not speak through us in other tongues to rebuke an elder, for instance, nor gives us authority to cause division and factions in the assemblies. It is God's will, and to his glory, that we bear much fruit, fruit of the right kind, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. The gifts are given that we should bear more fruit. It is the Christ abiding in us to fulfill the Father's will that brings forth much fruit. Are we content with just a little fruit, so that we know we are not cut off? Jesus was not. He cleansed us from the defilement of our surroundings and circumstances. If we would continue to abide in him, we must cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Lay aside every weight. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage, nor affairs of this life. Work for eternity. Lay up treasure above. Place your affections in heaven. Let us keep before us the joy and privilege which is ours to give the invitation, come in the name of Jesus to whosoever will. John chapter 15, verse 7 says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. We should abide in him, in his service, in his work, in his will,
in his word.
Yes, having his mind filled with his spirit, which impels to action to carry out the purposes of the Father. His words must abide in us. Keep reading and practicing the New Testament teachings. The supreme object of our lives should be to exemplify its teachings, carried out even in detail. Our chief desire should be to know what Jesus would have us say and do at this time and place. Whatever is for God's glory, that is what he wants us to do. It is for his glory to heal his saints. It shows how much he loves them and manifests his power. One case of healing in the name of Jesus, accompanied by the knowledge of sins forgiven and the peace which passes all understanding, is sufficient to demonstrate the divinity and resurrection of Jesus Christ and therefore convict and convince sinners. The Holy Spirit puts the desire in our hearts to glorify Jesus. We wish and long for him to exhibit his riches and goodness and do great things, not for us especially, but for everyone. even whosoever will call upon his name under the conviction that he is the Son of the living God. We allow him to prepare us, and we prepare ourselves. He is invited to work. We surrender the control to him and bring every thought, word, and action into subjection to him. The Holy Ghost and we work together in perfect harmony. His object is to form Christ in us, Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. Unless Christ is in us, we are reprobates. He dwells in our hearts. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You are his body. Let us consider and see what is for God's glory and ask for it, and he will do it. Our will and asking brings it. It is God's will to do it. If it is our will for it to be done, don't ask if you really don't want it. If you do, ask in faith and confidence. If you're going to draw back when the Lord begins to use you to answer your own petition, how can you desire it? If you have gifts from God but lose your experiences and try to work them out through yourselves, it is an interruption and an annoyance in the meeting. Though you speak in tongues and have not love, it is sounding brass. If you try to exercise gifts and have not love for all, you make terrible mistakes. For you are blind, or see but dimly, closing your eyes when convenient to yourself, seeing only faults of some and virtues of others. You become a respecter of persons, showing partiality with a wisdom that is not from above.
Praise the Lord, Shelley. We're going to stop there, and tomorrow we'll take this up, probably finishing this tomorrow. And then we're going to make some comments on it. We are doing Sister Woodworth Edder's sermon, How to Cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a Meeting. I think some of our ministers don't know exactly how to do that. And while every meeting should not be what the Bible calls a believer's meeting, we should have more of them than we're having. We're not having any today. You can read about that in Brother Hagin's Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. About a believer's meeting. What is it? He said, one kind of meeting we don't see much in the local church is a believer's meeting. People in the early church went to church because they had something. And so that's in his book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. We will give you this week a story that Wayne Warner, not a story, a book that Wayne Warner has written about Maria Woodworth Edder, For Such a Time as This. Her healing and evangelizing ministry. We'll give you that for $10. But what I really want you to get, and we'll give it to you absolutely free. I want you to have it so much. I want you, your pastor, you ministers, teachers, me, all of us, how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in the meeting. And we'll send that to you absolutely free. It's about, 10 pages here? And it's a sermon, and you can get it from us by writing us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or phone us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim, Shelley, and Brenda saying shalom, shalom. Shalom.